Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
I was born with a special gift. The ability to mentally transform any situation into the worst case scenario in my own brain. My therapist calls my gift catastrophizing. And that's why I'm uniquely qualified to scrutinize and analyze history's greatest disasters and find out who's to blame. They say history repeats itself. Not on my watch. My name is Rebecca Delgado Smith, and I am the Alarmist.
Hey everyone, thanks for tuning in and welcome to The Aftermath. It's an Alarmist bonus episode where we take everyone's emails and comments and we talk about them.
So I'll just chime in as the producer and say that we're toying with this idea of releasing a bonus episode after the tragedy that we'll release maybe weekly, maybe bi-weekly to start and see how if people listen and if it kind of gets everyone to write in more with their opinions, because we're really trying to start a dialogue here.
Yeah, we really want to know what you think. We've gotten a lot of responses. Some people are outraged. Some people need clarity. And we're here to hopefully give you a tiny bit of it.
Exactly.
No promises.
And as the fact checker, I'll be the first to say that my fact checking is not going to be perfect. I mean, look, if there are more factual facts out there that the reader or the listener finds, please send them in. We'd love to learn about these tragedies more.
Yes, everyone, send us your factual facts to thealarmistpodcast@gmail.com and we'll get factually about it.
That's perfect. Yeah, we need a fact checker for the fact checker.
Exactly.
I think.
So here is an Instagram post that we got from Tony Alvarez. He's at _Tony_Alvarez_. And this is regarding the Hindenburg episode. He says, I think you guys missed the most obvious culprit. Who stood to benefit the most? You got to follow the money. I don't think it's coincidental that the burgeoning airline industry takes off as soon as the Zeppelin competition is eradicated. I strongly believe that the airline industry conspired to remove. Yes. So that is from Tony Alvarez. Those are his thoughts.
That's interesting. I'd love to hear the if there's any proof for this.
I don't need proof. I'm ready to throw them in jail. That was real convincing because, you know, those guys, and they, you know, I've always found so crazy about airlines. Where do they get their prices from? I mean, come on, guys. Monday it's 700, Tuesday it's 8, Thursday it's 6. And when does it stop? And where do they, who, can we get some regulations on these things? I mean,
Chris is heated.
I know. Chris, calm down. You guys should see him. He's shaking.
I'm literally shaking in my boots. I'm quivering.
So Chris is upset about the airline prices fluctuating, but I think this is more to do with airlines wanting to get in. You know, the Hindenburg was going to be like the next way to travel.
Yeah.
And airlines weren't even thought of as an option.
Right, but I wonder, it does seem like a stretch to me, to be honest, that there was a conspiracy. It just feels like a natural cause and effect that what were they called, the Airbuses, that like the Hindenburg was...
The Zeppelin?
The Zeppelins, yeah, the Zeppelins, there was this disaster, and then naturally that allowed for the airlines to kind of take over, but it is an interesting idea. Now, who did we blame for
the Hindenburg? We didn't blame the Nazis. We blamed the company.
Okay, right. That's right. So I don't know. Is this changing your mind at all?
I don't think so.
But this could have been something that we put on the board. So we'll give Tony that.
Yes, I agree with you. Now, here's an email from Irene C. that we received. She says, "Hi, I enjoy your podcast very much. The first one I listened to was What Broke Up the Beatles. I grew up with the Beatles all for my teen years and afterwards. I didn't know that John Lennon hit women and children. My heart sank when I heard that. I looked up a few articles online, and the details are horrifying. Now, I think of him as a supreme asshole who happened to be a gifted musician. It's going to take me a while for that to settle. Keep up the good work."
Oh, jeez.
So this is just a listener, Irene, who's a new fan, and she's just telling us that we've ruined the Beatles for her.
Well, she said she just sees John Lennon as an a-hole, right? Is that what you said?
Yeah, I guess John Lennon ruined the Beatles for her.
Yeah, that we are just spreading the word.
Yeah.
John Lennon's abusive behavior.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Interesting that isn't talked about that much, though, because that's not something I had ever heard.
No, it's one of those, it could be another conspiracy where people are just like, we don't want to hear it. Let's not talk about it. But yeah, I think people don't want to know the bad stuff because, like we know with Michael Jackson, who's been recently canceled, it kind of just ruins the music for you.
Yeah, although I'm starting to hear his music again pop up in stores.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Exactly. Yeah. I mean, when the artist is like at the level of Michael Jackson or John Lennon, like there's just going to be like more leniency. I think the public will give them just because there's just too many songs that are played too often, and it's just there's too much money to be made.
But I think it's good that that's kept in mind. That should always be like at the back of your head when you're listening to those songs.
Yeah, people can make up their own minds whether or not they're going to, you know, plug their ears when they're in Pilates and Michael Jackson comes on.
It actually is better for your quads when you plug your ears during Pilates.
Oh, like a sensory sort of deprivation.
I was just thinking about the arms being up closer to your ears. Like, it's just good when you're doing Pilates.
Oh.
Hold it from your core.
Yeah.
That's right.
I mean, that is essentially the ab, what do you call it? When you're going to, hello?
Crunch?
Crunch. That's the shape of the crunch. So we actually got a lot of comments and feedback from our McDonald's episode. Let's see here. I got a text message from my friend Nelson. And about the McDonald's. And he said, "Hey, Rebecca, it's Nelson. Loving the Alarmist. But I got to ask why the coffee lady herself never made it on the board. I'm not saying I blame her. Just curious why she wasn't considered."
Well, I do believe we considered her.
Mm-hmm.
We did talk about that she was reckless in trying to put cream and sugar in her coffee on her own lap. But I feel like that was a conscious decision on our part to not put her on the board.
Right. Yeah. I mean, I think the truth is that I felt like she was kind of, we did acknowledge that she was 20% to blame, as the courts did. She was 20% to blame, and that's why she got a little bit less money. But because this is because she spilled it herself. Now, of course, she could have, like you said, been more careful, but I really do feel like once you see the photos online, your thinking about blaming her changes.
That was a difficult one. I do think we shy away from ever blaming a victim, but I don't. I think we could have put her on the board just for discussion's sake. I also, this is something that I noticed during the Salem Witch Trials episode, that we never put the young girls up on the board.
That's true.
Which is, I understand the impulse to not want to put them up there because they ended up being, you know, persecuted in a way. Well, some of them, but I do think we could start, you know, making that an option more, to even if someone ended up being a victim, that doesn't necessarily mean they're also not to blame.
Yeah.
Or at least we shouldn't explore. We should explore that.
We should explore it.
We should talk about it. So thank you to Nelson. You know, we're taking all of your thoughts and comments into consideration for future episodes. And then I got another Facebook. This is interesting. I got a Facebook message from, I'm going to butcher this name, Erika Laudert. It could be Erica, just spelled weird, differently.
Is it E-R-I-K-A?
No. It's A-I-R-E-E-K-A-H.
Okay.
So it could be the phonetic spelling of Erica.
Interesting.
Anyway, she reached out about the Exxon Valdez episode, and she said, "Hey, I grew up in Valdez, Alaska, and I wanted to shed some light on the confusing name pronunciation. The town was named after Spanish Navy Minister Antonio Valdez and Fernandez Bazan in 1790. Rumor has it that 100-ish years later, after the Spanish-American War, the pronunciation was changed to have the hard E sound so people wouldn't affiliate the town with Spain." She also said that you're welcome to refer to the town as the D's.
Oh.
D-E-Z, which I kind of loved. Wish I had known that before. We would have called it the D's.
I know, we would have sounded like real insiders.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that would have been nice. Wait, so they changed the phonetic sort of way you say it because they wanted to be distance themselves from the Spanish, who they just were at war with?
Yes, after the war.
Oh, interesting.
I thought that was interesting. So my instinct was correct. It was Valdez. So maybe the town of Valdez can take back their roots and start calling themselves.
Yeah, maybe enough time has passed from that war that they can sort of readopt that traditional. I mean, if you guys want to start a petition online or something, we'll be happy to like wear a t-shirt.
That's not something I personally have the bandwidth for, but I support it.
If somebody out there maybe has a little extra time.
Maybe if Erica wants to take it on and send us some shirts.
Now, Erica's going to have to send a follow-up email about the pronunciation of her name. So this might be a never-ending cycle.
Exactly.
And the last comment we can talk about today actually comes from my dad, who reached out on Instagram.
Alexis?
Yes, Alexis. This is actually about the McDonald's case again. Safety inspectors should be to blame for allowing high temperature coffee in a drive-through service. If this coffee is not served in a safe environment with the proper tools, the use of trays inside the store, it should be prohibited. So he's talking about, like, you know how when you go to a Starbucks drive-through and they give you that tray, if you order more than one coffee, they give you that tray?
Yeah.
Maybe it's like more of a stabilizing thing. The tray helps.
Well, definitely
you.
If she had had the coffee in a paper tray on her lap, I don't think she would have spilled it.
it would have been easier, yeah.
Maybe a little bit would have spilled out, but...
It's hard to tell because I'm not... I'm getting the feeling that she might have been also maybe clumsy when she opened that top.
Maybe because it was a parked car, right?
But again, there was so many cases. If you guys recall, I believe there were something like 800 cases of people who were also burning themselves, different levels. So it's a common, you know... It's a common problem that happens. But my dad here is saying that the safety inspectors, we should have placed some more blame on the safety inspectors.
The safety inspectors that he's saying were responsible for making sure that anyone who gets a cup of coffee should get a tray?
Or just making sure that the coffee was being served in a way that was safe.
So the temperatures.
The temperatures, and if the temperatures were not going to change, that it be served in a safe environment with the proper tools, is what he says. So maybe a safe environment for him is like, you know, when you go to In-N-Out and they give you a placemat for your lap?
Yes. That is interesting because it is a little bit odd and that to serve hot beverages in a to-go fashion. Like, it's one thing to get, I mean, all to-go food is kind of like an odd concept if you really think about it, like literally to eat while you're in motion.
Like, well, you don't always eat while you're in motion.
I guess sometimes you pick it up and bring it home, right? Like Thursday nights when growing up, we'd always get El Pollo Loco.
but the In-N-Out guy always asks you, are you going to eat it in the car?
Yeah.
That's always the saddest question because the answer is always yes, but I always say no. I'm always like, no, put it in a bag. Like, I'll eat it when I get home, like a actual adult.
But then you don't get the placemat.
Right, exactly.
Which is actually for you.
Yeah, which would be good for me, but.
So you, like, it's so crazy, like, to be driving and you have literally a full, like, meal on your lap and you're just eating it. I mean, I do it all the time where I'm eating and driving, like.
Do you really? I feel like I never eat and drive.
I don't as much anymore, but yeah, sometimes I'm like, I'm eating a sandwich while I'm driving, or sometimes it's like a, you know, bowl of oatmeal.
Bowl of oatmeal while you drive?
I'm a girl on the go.
That's crazy.
Well, how do you do it? You drink it like out of a cup, like you drink it like it was a hot coffee.
Well, I put it in the blender. So then I can put it, no, I'm just kidding.
Oh.
No, just like, I mean, sometimes honestly, I just have a bowl and a spoon.
A bowl and a spoon, but that's a two-handed job.
Not if I put it in my lap.
Oh, okay. I mean, it feels too risky to
me. So you got one hand on the wheel. You got one hand with a spoon in it. You got your lap, which... How are you...
You're balancing a bowl. Yeah,
how are you on what?
On my crotch.
So the bowl's in your crotch, and you're able to... Go to gas and brake like pretty freely with
the bowl. I mean, it's just the same as like the only variant here is the bowl. I mean, it's the same as drinking out of a to go cup or something.
100% it is not.
No,
it's totally different. It requires way more.
It does motor skills.
Motor skills.
Yeah. I mean, I definitely try not to do it, but there have been times when I'm just like, or sometimes you can't find your to go coffee cup, so you just bring a mug. Have you ever done that?
Nope. Nope.
Hey, that is reckless. I'll be honest. That one is really dangerous.
So, I mean, I think dad's bringing up a good point. Maybe we should have put the safety inspectors up on the board.
They weren't even on my radar.
Yeah. So that's all we have for this week's Aftermath episode. Email us your thoughts at thealarmistpodcast@gmail.com or follow us on Instagram @thealarmistpodcast or Twitter @alarmistthe. And let us know what you think. And don't forget to rate, subscribe, and review us on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to podcasts. Here's a review we had recently. It's from Krishna. I'm assuming it's Christina, but without the I. And Krishna gives us 5 stars and says, I love everything about this. Who knew that history, anxiety, and comedy could fit in one box? If you give this less than 5 stars, you're going to the alarmist jail. Now that's a threat from Krishna. If you like this show, it really helps us to build our audience and keep doing more of these episodes. Thanks so much. We really appreciate it. If you have a disaster that you've been obsessing about, tweet us, email us, and let us know what that is, and perhaps we'll do it on the show. And of course, we'll give you credit. Thanks for tuning in.
Powered by Acast.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.